Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Joining me now is Patriots defensive end Chris Long. And three games into the season, how's it going for you so far?
I think it's going well. I mean, bottom line is we're 3-0, and at the end of the day, you know, we've been taking it one week at a time, and just to be looking back after almost a month and saying, hey, we've played pretty good football, that's something we can build on. And, you know, this week is no different, and we got to keep moving in the right direction. And, you know, certainly it's, we got a long week of preparation coming off Thursday, so that's good for us.
Your teammate Martellus Bennett said ever since he got here, he's never had so much fun playing football. Do you feel the same way?
I mean, I have a great time every Sunday when I get to go out there and play, no matter the circumstance. And certainly being here among this my teammates, this atmosphere, it's certainly a blessing for me. You can never take it for granted. And certainly to be able to play with guys like this in this locker room in front of these fans is awesome.
Do you feel like you're coming together? Do you feel like there's a cohesiveness there?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think from day one, just the unselfish nature of the people in this building, top to bottom, that work hard with one goal in mind. You know, that's lip service a lot of times in other places necessarily.
Good point.
But, you know, I think that, you know, we have it down here as far as guys coming to work and staying late and showing up early. And that makes it easy to be a part of a group like that with everybody having that same goal in mind. It's pretty awesome.
A couple weeks ago in the Miami game, the ball was punched out.
Yeah.
You came all the way across the field, and you're the one that recovered the fumble. And then afterwards, your coach gave you accolades for that. How does it feel when a guy like Belichick says something about you?
Well, I take great pride in, you know, being a part of this thing, and certainly I think highly of all the coaches here and Coach Belichick for sure. So anytime you do something that's received positively, it's a good thing. But at the end of the day, recovering a fumble, you know, is something that all it takes is effort. It really doesn't take any skill. I mean, I'm always going to try to pursue the football. And my teammates made a great play, so I just dive on it. You know, somebody in the stands could dive on a fumble. And so, you know, like, you're going to make some plays, and you're going to be the benefactor of some great plays. And in that situation, I was the benefactor of it.
You're getting ready to take on the Buffalo Bills and their quarterback, Tyrod Taylor. How much discipline do you have to have?
Yeah.
Knowing what type of quarterback he is.
Yeah, you got to have a lot of discipline playing a guy like that. You know, I played him in college when he was at Tech, and he certainly, you could tell right away that he's a guy that can hurt you with his arm and his legs, and, you know, he can roll out of the pocket, step up, make plays that way, throw the deep ball. So he's a guy that you have to be disciplined against, and it takes 11 guys to get the football when he breaks contain or breaks the pocket.
One last thing. Do you talk to your dad before or after? Right before or right after a game?
We talk mostly afterwards. You know, we'll text and we talk throughout the week, you know, sporadically. He wants to see my son more than anything. So I feel like I'm getting used when my phone rings. My parents just want to see my son wailing, which is okay. But at the end of the day, like, if we're going to talk football, you know, we'll text a little bit through the weekend. But after the game, we'll talk. And usually he knows how it went no matter what. It's just an affirmation for me.
Good luck this weekend against
thank
Buffalo.
Thank you very much.
Chris Long, our guest, will be back with more Patriots All Access right after this.